unexpectedly, I'm here. And go, no. I have to be honest. I came to Tokyo not to give class this evening. I didn't come to Tokyo to give class this evening.
で今日はねあのクラスをするつもりであのあったんではなかったんですけれども。
I didn't even know this temple was here.
でこのお寺がここにあることも
知らなかった。I knew there was a temple. I knew there was a temple, but I didn't know this temple was here. I didn't know how to go anywhere.
でまあお寺があるということは知ってましたけれどもここにこうやってお寺があったらなんかお見舞いこのようにいらっしゃるということもよく知らなかった。
And unexpectedly, usually I fly from Taiwan to United States.
で普通はねその台湾からあのアメリカに直接に帰るんですけれども。
And, just so happens my schedule's a little bit different this year.
で今年は私のスケジュールがちょっと変わりまして。
And I contacted Radhika Raman, who ironically is not even here.
Radhika Raman さんのコンタクトを取ったんですけれども、勝手に彼はここにいましたけど。いないんですよね。
He's not here right now. He had to take care of something because he's leaving tomorrow. And I have this, that's just the way I am. I don't like to go to new places. I have enough on my plate. I'm responsible for at least 20 temples in Ukraine, 15,000 devotees there. And I spend time in Ukraine, I spend time in Western Russia, Belarus, Lithuania, Moldova, and the United States.
でウクライナとかモルドバとかの西のロシアの方とかそっちのそれからアメリカとそういうところを全部説教して回ってますのでだから新しいところにあまりその旅をするつもりはなかったんですね
but one thing that I do do quite often
でも一つあの、まあ、やることはよくやることは
is that I'm willing to go out of my way to see all devotees.
その前からのね、あの古いディボーティーに会いに行くということです。
And I do that a lot.
で、それは何回もやりますね。
In fact, even when I'm in America, I don't travel to temples most of the times.
で、アメリカにいるときもあまりそのお寺を、ま、巡って歩くということはしません。
I travel to visit old God brothers and friends.
で、古い友達とか、そのゴッドブラザーたちに会いには行きます。
And, in fact,Many of my God brothers who previously had disassociated as a result of visiting them, they've come back and become active again. I have a particular conviction that I don't consider Krishna consciousness successful based on the number of new devotees that come.
でそのクリシュナ意識というものはこのどんなにたくさんの権威者がここに来るかということでねその人のそのクリシュナ意識の成功が決まるということではないということを確信しております
I consider a major criteria to be the number of old devotees who stay
で一番大切なのはその古いねディボーティーたちがここにそこにどのくらい留まっているかということだと思います
And it's a particular conviction of mine thatThat's evolved over the last couple of decades.
でここはそれはここ20年間ぐらいの間に私がこの育んできた、その私特有のまあ確信ですけれども。
So I oftentimes will and willing to go out of my way to visit somebody I've known for many years.
だからね、その何年間もの間知ってるそのディボディっていうのをね、そういう人たちに会いにもうわざわざそういうところ。
I don't want to list all the different devotees that I visited. One of them is though, was a god brother of mine named Tridas from Italy.
The Italian Tridas. という人のところに行ったことがあります。
Who was the temple president when I joined in the early 70s?
で、私が1970年代の初めに、このクリシュナ運動に入った時のお寺の神長の院長さんでした。
And Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to him and told him to take good care of me.
そして、プラブパッドは彼に手紙を書いて、マハラジの世話をするようにと。
And I always attribute the fact that I'm still here because Srila Prabhupada took good care of me.
そして私が今ここにいるのは彼が私の面倒をよく見てくれたからだと思っています。
So I have a debt to him, so I visit him every year.
だから彼にね、そういうふうに恩がありますので、毎年彼のところに伺います。
To thank him for taking good care of me.
そうやって私の面倒をよく見てくださったということを感謝するために。
It just so happens that one of the things he asks me to do.To thank him is to preach to the local devotees.
その彼が、その感謝の気持ちを表すためにできることはね、自分のそのローカルのディボーティーたちにプリーチングをしてくださいと、言いました。
So no, I go to Bologna every year for the last 15 years. And I, Bologna, Italy.
だからイタリアでね、行ってそこでやっぱりプリーチングをすることになりました。
And many places have kind of grown.Evolved to that as a result of visiting old friends.
そういうふうにその古い友達に会いに行ったためにそのさまざまな場所でそういうふうにいろんなものがこう発展していきました。
So I came here to see Radhika Raman.
ありがとう。
I have to be honest.
正直に言うとそうなんです。そういう理由で来たんです。
And I even said to Radhika, Radhika, I'm coming. I'm going to be here for one night. And the following day, I have to go. I was going to go to Moscow, but I decided to stop in Vladivostok and complete my journey, and then from there go to Moscow.
いや、私はそのRadhikaさんに言ったんですね。いや、私はもう日本にもう一泊しかできないと。で、それからモスクワに行く予定だったんだけれども、また別のウラジオストックに行って、それからモスクワに行って、それから帰ると、そういう計画にしたというふうに言ったんですね。
And I thought we were going to spend the night together.
一緒に夜を過ごすことになったつもりだったんですけれども。
I didn't know such people was here.
私にも僕がこういうのも知らなかった。
I just thought it was going to be...In fact, he even told me when I contacted Maharaj, nobody will know you're here. And I thanked him profusely. Anyways, I'm not disappointed. But I felt I had to be honest and say, that's why I'm here. Anyways, I'm just here tonight and leaving tomorrow morning. But in fact, Radhika even said, why did I speak about devotee care?
Radhika さんがね、じゃあそのディボーティーの世話をするということについてお話ししていただけませんかと言いましたけれども。
But I just did.
で今ね、私はそういうことをお話ししましたよね。
Oftentimes devotees ask me the question, Maharaj, how do you make a devotee care program?
で、そのディボーティーの面倒を見るプログラムをどういうふうに作ったらいいんですかって、よくディボーティーに聞かれますけれども。
All the time, of course.
いつでもそういうことを聞かれます。
And I said, well, the first thing is you have to care for devotees.So care for devotees. So people like to make the biggest devotee care program. But what good is it?
そんな大きなディボーティーを面倒見るプログラムを作ったってね、その本当にディボーティーのことを気にかけることをしてなければ、一体何の意味があるんだと。
Sometimes people think, you know, devotee care means it's a system.
である時その人々の中ではね、そのディボーティーの面倒を見るということは大きなその制度を作らなきゃいけないと、ね、思うかもしれない。
Start thinking how to build a system.
でどうやってその制度を作り上げるかということを考えますけれども。
So building the system would be okay for the devotees.
そういう制度を作ってもディボーティーがそこでなければね、そうなんですよね。
So it's, you know, I, you know, it's, it's, uh, it's definitely something that's, I find it's very relevant, and it's devotees are very eager to hear about it.
The devotees are very eager to hear about it.
And of course, I had written a book. I don't know, I can't remember when I wrote it. 20 years ago?
20 年ぐらい前に。
Called Taking Care of Krishna's Devotees.
Krishna's devotees をどういうふうに面倒見るかということについて。
And I simply put it together for the leaders in Ukraine.
それは、ウクライナの、ね、リーダーたちのために書いたんですけれども。
It's just a little, I thought it was just a little pamphlet, a little book to help inspire the leaders in Ukraine to become more active in devotee care.
そしてそのウクライナのディボティたちが、ディボティの面倒を見るためにね、その、こうどんどんやっていくように作った小冊子だったんですね。
So it was only printed in Russian.
だからロシア語でしかその出版されてませんでした。
And then, you know, some godbrothers started to get on my case.
ゴッドブラザーにちょっと怒られた。
Saying, well, why didn't you translate it into English?
なんで英語でね、出してくれないんですか。
So, I did.
英語で出版したんですね。
Published in English, and then all of a sudden I discovered it was published in...About eight different languages.
そしたらそれがその8カ国語ぐらいの言葉でやっぱり訳されてくるようになった。
And the book was not even published for, it wasn't for sale, I was giving them out.
で、その本はね、その売るために作った本ではなくて、みんなにこうあげてたんですね、無料で。
So it's not like there were any royalty issues that the devotees were translating into different languages.
で、そこの、あの、いろんな言葉に訳したやつは、ディボティがね、そこからお金をもらってるわけでもなんでもなかった。
But my impression is the book became popular because of the title.
で、私の印象としたら、その本がそんなにポピュラーになったのは、多分そのタイトルのせいだと思います。
I'm not so sure it became popular because of the content.
中身がそんなにポピュラーになったのではないのかもしれないと思う。
But I think it became popular, at least my impression is because of the title.
でも私の印象では、そのタイトルがあったからこそね、みんながその本に興味を持つようになったのなんじゃないかなというふうに思ってます。
Of course, some people have written to me thanking me for the book.
でもちろんその本に対して感謝の気持ちを表して手紙をくれた人たちもいます。
And as a result, oftentimes when I go places, devotees will ask me, "Can you speak about devotee care?"
だからその結果としてね、いろんな場所に行くときに、デボティたちは、そういうデボティの面倒を見るということについて話していただけませんかというね、そのあのことをよく頼まれるんですね。
But I tell them that it's really what it comes down to is you have to care for devotees. Now, of course, care for devotees is a very broad topic.
でそれはやっぱり一番大切なのはそのディボティのことを気にかけなきゃいけないと。でまだ気にかけるということは非常に大きな意味がありますけれども。
What does it mean to care for devotees?
ディボティのことをその面倒を見るということは一体どういうことなんでしょうか。
And oftentimes it can be misunderstood.
で誤ってその、考えられるということもたくさんあります。
So oftentimes people will.Think, yeah. Did you ever read Narayana Swami's book? Why don't you take care of me? You're supposed to take care of this and that and this, you know, so many things. Take care of my body. But most important, that where it has to start is caring for devotee's faith.
でも一番大切なこと、一番そのディボティの面倒を見る上で大切なことは、その相手の信念というものをね、やっぱりその面倒を見てあげなきゃいけない。
Because the whole process of Krishna consciousness is the evolution of faith.
クリシュナ意識の過程というのは、その信念の発達、それが積み重なってなるものだから。
シュラダとプレーマ、it's an evolution of faith.
シュラダとプレーマまでのその過程というのは、その信念の過程でもあるから。
And our acharyas give so much shastric evidence about the different levels of faith. There are.
で、私たちのアチャーリアもその様々な信念の、その段階について様々な文献の 各所を表しています。
And when we invest in helping others in their faith in Krishna consciousness, that's really the best way to demonstrate.
で、他の人のそのクリスナ意識のに対するその信念のこと、それのね、面倒を見てあげるということが、本当にその相手の人のことを考えるということになります。
And to be effective in helping others in their faith,
信念において、その相手の面倒を見ることで、その効果的な方法というのは、
One of the most important ingredients required is to be a good example.
一番大切な要素を例えば、その自分の手本を見せるということ。
There's a verse in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam の五巻のところにこう書かれています。
Prayer of Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj の祈りですね。
Svastyastu. Is it? I forget the Sanskrit. You know that verse? Svastyastu.
Yeah.
He talks about may envy all envious persons become pacified.
Yeah, その全てのねだましい心の人が、その心に沈まると。
I'm going only on a few hours sleep. I'm actually pretty tired. That was the thing I thought.
もう少ししかまだ寝てないので、非常に疲れてますから、寝たくて思いますね。
Svasti. Yes, I found it. I have it here. Svastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam.Jayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitoriya Manascha Bhadram Bhajatal Hoksaje Aveshyatam No Matir Apyahituki May there be good fortune throughout the universe.
世界中に全ての幸運が表されますように。
May all envious persons become pacified.
そして全ての妬ましい心の持ち主が慰められますように。
May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga.
すべての生命体がバクティヨガを修練することによって落ち着くことができますように。
For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare.
献身奉仕を受け入れることによってお互いのことを思いやることができますように。
Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the supreme transcendence.
だからこそ、すべての人々が最高の超越的なものに従事できるようになりますように。
Lord Shri Krishna,
Shri Krishna,
and always remain absorbed in thought of Him.
そしていつもあなたのことを思い出していることができますように。
Prabhupada makes some very interesting points in connection to this verse.
でこの説に関してプラヴァパダはとても面白いことをおっしゃっています。
First interesting point he makes is in the word-for-word translation.
最初のその興味深いことはその言葉の訳ですね。
In the word-for-word translation, he translates the word kala.
Kala という言葉があります。それの訳ですけれども。
The envious.
Kala というのはその妬ましい心。
And in parentheses, he puts almost everyone.
その括弧の中でね。括弧をつけてパラボタはそれはほとんどの人に当てはまるというようなことを言ってるんですね。
Interesting point.
とても興味深いです。
What's it in the word for word for it? Almost everyone.
その妬みの心っていうのが、まあ、全ての人が持ってるものだと。
Because the verse Prahlad Maharaj is praying, may all envious persons become pacified.
でそのパラボマハラジは、の全てのそういう妬み心を持ってる人の心が、
Because when they become pacified by practicing bhakti yoga,
bhakti yoga を修練して、そういう心がこう静まってくると、
then they will be able to think about his welfare.
そして初めて相手のことを考えることができるわけですね。
Not an easy thing to think about his welfare.
他の人のことがを考えるというのはそんなに簡単ではない。
Especially if you're envious.
特に相手の人を妬ましく思っていたらね。
It probably makes it clear, almost everyone.
で、プラヴァはそれで、ほとんどの人がそういう状態だとおっしゃってるんですね。
It makes another interesting point in the commentary.
で、もう一つその解説の中に面白いところがあります。
He says that the symptom of a non-envious person.
その妬み心のない人の特徴というのは、
is that he is liberal in his social dealings with others.
彼は他の人とのその付き合いの中で非常にリベラルだと。
And although he doesn't say it implicit what it means.
そして自分が言ってることをそれを本当にその自分の言ってることを意味していることを言ってる。
He can be liberal with others because he's strict with himself.
でそれは自分に厳格であるために他の人にはこう優しく対処することができる。
Because Prabhupada says example, I mean precept is, is example is even more important than precept. Example is more important than precept.
その手本というのはね、その教えそのものよりももっと大切なものだ。
Because if we're still envious, we have a tendency to think.
でもし私たちがその妬ましい心を持っていたとしたら、こういうふうに考えちゃうんですね。
Is that preaching means telling others what they do wrong?
The preaching っていうのは、その相手がどんなことをやってはいけないことをやってるかっていうことを言うことだっていうふうに思ってしまうかもしれない。
It's a symptom of an envious person.
それが妬ましい心を持ってる人の特徴なんですね。
One of the symptoms is kutinati, which is fault finding.
そうやって人の欠点を荒探しをする。
Different than that is jiva hinksa, have envy of other living entities, kutinati.Finding faults in others.
そしてその生命体の荒探しをする他の人の悪口を言うそういうことです。
And that and because we have a good eye for seeing the faults in others.
でその人の欠点っていうのはねすごく見つけやすい。
It's very convenient to point out the faults in others and to call it preaching.
そして他の人の欠点を見つけ出して。それをプリーチングということは非常に簡単にできますね。
And when in actuality what we're doing is by finding faults in others, it helps us escape from looking for the same faults that exist in ourselves.
でその他の人の欠点を見つけるというのは本当は自分の中にもそういう欠点があるということが分かることになるんですね。
And sometimes we even start wondering, you know.Why do I always think of others' faults? Because sometimes in our social dealings, association doesn't mean just social dealings. There's a lot more to association than just social dealings.
交際というのはそういうただの付き合い以上のもっと深いものがある。
In the course of our social dealings, we begin to see shortcomings in others.
そしてそうやって普通の付き合いの中でその相手に足りないところっていうのがちょっと目についちゃうんですね。
And if we're not careful within our minds, we'll stop labeling people according to their shortcomings.
そしてその本当に自分が気をつけてなければその相手の足りないところを見てああの人はああいう人だこの人はこういう人だっていうねレベルをつけて貼ってしまう。
And then we create a predisposition towards everyone according to their shortcomings.
そうするとその相手の欠点に応じてその自分がどういうふうにその人にね対処していくかというその自分の態度まで決まってきてしまう。
And therefore association doesn't meansocial interaction.
だから交際というのはただ普通のこう付き合いをするだけではないんですね。
In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur makes this point very clear in Amrita Vani.
で、Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur は Amrita Vani という中でこのことを明確にお話ししています。
He says association doesn't mean to be in the physical proximity of others, of other devotees.
交際というのは他の相手の人とその近しい距離を持って付き合うということではない。
And then he goes on.To give some criteria for association.
でその中でそのじゃあ本当の付き合いというのはどういうものかということを説明します。
Prabhupada also even says that sometimes in the course of social interaction.
でプラバパダもその普通の付き合いの中で。
It compares it to be like the rubbing of bamboo in the forest.
のあの森の中でね。竹山の中でその竹がこう一緒にこう擦れるそのことと比較しています。
When there's a rubbing of the bamboo of the forest, create friction and then it can create fire.
でそうやって竹がこう擦れると火が起こるかもしれない。
And he uses that example also about social interaction.
でそれと同じようにね、その普通の付き合いの中でもこういろんなその擦り具合によってね、そこに火が起きる場合もある。
So, Prabhupada says that the symptom of a non-envious person is that he's liberal in his social dealings with
others.
And because he's strict with himself, then gradually other people will come to understand the higher standard by his association. It's a much more effective way to care for devotees. Because it increases faith. Because if without increasing faith, it's very hard to advance. And faith comes by associating with devotees who are more advanced. So, of course, it's not that we can pretend to be more advanced. But if we try to become better sadhakas ourselves, in fact, there's an interesting point Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes on this point in Sri Bhakti Loka. And I'll try to find it quickly. Sri Bhakti Loka. Search. There it is, Bhakti Loka. He says, for the practitioner of devotional service, Daya, patience, is extremely necessary. Those who possess the quality of Daya are called Dhira.
Dhira.
Sober. Due to lack of this quality, men become restless. Due to lack of this quality, men become restless. Those who are impatient cannot do any work. I should just elaborate a little bit on that statement because it may be misunderstood. Somebody may think that impatient people can't go to work. In Boston, for instance, I see a lot of impatient people driving to work. When he's speaking about work, the whole book is addressed to sadhakas.
この説でそのworkと仕事という言葉が使われていますけれども、それはサダカということを意味しています。And
in many places throughout the book, he says, "Oh sadakas."
で、その本の中ではそのサダカよ、サダカよという言葉がたくさん使われているんですね。
What is a sadaka?
で、サダカってどういうことですか?
Sadaka is somebody who works on himself.
サダカというのはその自分で働く人。
Therefore, he's saying impatient people can't do any work.
自分自身のために働く人ね。だからそういう人たちは
Which means they can't work on themselves. And then he says, by the quality of Dharya, a practitioner controls first himself. And then the whole world.
そうすると世界中もやっぱりコントロールすることができるようになります。
It says in first verse of Upadeshamrita, the symptoms of Daya are explained.
で、Upadeshamritaの最初の節で、このダイヤの意味が説明されています。
In quotes, Vachovegam, Manasakota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Prabhupada. That a sober person who can control the urge to speak. The mind's demands. The actions of anger. And the urges of the tongue.
下の衝動を止められる人。お腹と性器の衝動を止められる人。そういう人は世界中に弟子を持つ資格があります。So
Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura is saying that he first controls himself and then he controls
others。だからバクティヴィノタクラはね、まず最初に自分をコントロールしなきゃいけないと。そして初めて相手のことを考えることができる。Why
is it, does he have to control himself first? It's a nice story I'd like to tell in this connection. It's about Raghunath Das Goswami.
Raghunath Das Goswami no Haridas Thakura.
And Haridas Thakura.
Haridas Thakura. I'll
make it short. We want to check budgets. But it was said that, as we know, Raghunath Das was the son of a wealthy landholder.
Raghunath Das was a very wealthy landholder.
His name was Govardhan Majumdar.
Govardhan Majumdar.
And because Raghunath Das was the only child, he was definitely pampered by his father.
Raghunath Das was a only child.
His father always wanted the best for him. He was very concerned that his son always have the best of everything. And one time Haridas Thakur was staying someplace nearby. He was staying in the home of Balaram Acharya. Who was the priest of Govardhan Majumdar. And when Govardhan Majumdar heard that Haridas Thakur was staying there, he was very eager to have Haridas Thakur give his blessings to his son
Raghunath Das.
And he arranged to Balaram Acharya to have Raghunath Das brought to Haridas Thakur for blessings. Because he was a pious man, Govardhan Majumdar, and he knew it was very beneficial to get blessings from a saintly person. So he prepared a whole cart filled with all kinds of opulences. Silks, precious metals.
An
offering to Haridas Thakur. He was thinking.
He's
thinking if I give this to Haridas, certainly he'll give a very nice blessing to my son. And he sent Raghunath Das along with his servants and guards. Because Raghunath Das wouldn't go anywhere without being accompanied by his
servants.
And he requested Balaram Acharya to bring this cart of valuables and offer them to Haridas Thakur and to ask him to please bless.
その坊さんにね、じゃあこの高価なこの世のものを乗せた車を持ってって、自分の息子の息子を連れて、ラガナッタスを連れて、ブレッシングをもらってください、恩恵をもらってくださいって言ったんですね。
And he went there. He brought with the guards and the servants. First introduced the cart full of gifts that brought
the
Lord.
But
of course Haridas Thakur didn't even pay any attention to
it.
He was not at all allured or impressed by the offering. And Balaram Acharya said to Haridas, this is Raghunath Das, he's the son of Govardhan
Majumdar.
He's asking you to please give him blessing, benediction to
his
son.
The
Balaram Acharya knew Haridas Thakur very well.
で、そのお父さんっていうのはハリダスタクラのこと、お父さんじゃない、お坊さんっていうのはハリダスタクラのことをとてもよく知ってたんですね。And
he knew what Haridas Thakur was capable of doing.
で、ハリダスタクラはどんなことができるかということもちゃんと分かった。So
when he asked for the blessing, he knew that Haridas Thakur wasn't going to give exactly the kind of blessing that Govardhan Majumdar was expecting.
だから、その、恩恵をね、くださいって言った時にね、お父さんが思ってたような恩恵を与えるんじゃないっていうことがちゃんと分かったんですね。So
Haridas Thakur actually said, I bless him to renounce the whole world.
この人が、もう世界中をね、放棄できるように、そういう
And Balaram Acharya sneezed very loudly at that time. So nobody else could hear it. And then when he went back to Govardhan Majumdar, Govardhan went to he approached his guards and said, so did Haridas Thakur bless my son? And he said, yes, he said something, but we didn't hear. He asked the guards, did you hear? So he turned to Balaram Acharya, so did he give blessings to Radha? And Balaram Acharya said, oh, yes, yes, he did. He gave him the blessing that he would control the whole world. Immediately Govardhan Majumdar was ecstatic. I am such a wealthy landowner. I control this whole tract of land, but my son is going to control the whole world. But why did Balaram Acharya say that? Because he knew the real meaning of Haridas Thakur's blessing. He knew that the meaning of Haridas Thakur's blessing is that he will control the whole world because nothing in this world will be able to control him. One who's actually renounced, fully renounced this world cannot be allured by any temptation. As Haridas Thakur himself exemplified by his complete disinterest in the cartload of valuable precious metals.
で、そうやってハリダスタクーラもその車にいっぱいに積まれたね、高価なもの、そういうものに何も関心を見せないことで、そういう提案を示してくれた。
He wasn't tempted by it.
で、これそういうものに誘惑されなかった。
He wasn't allured and compromised by it.
そういうものがあったからといってね、自分のその 教えてることをこう、柔らかくして教えたりはしなかった。
Similarly, Raghunath Das, he would be able to control the whole world because nothing in this world could control him. And that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning. He's saying here that one has to first control himself before he can control the world.
だからこそ、ここでバクテルのタクラが、まず自分をコントロールしなきゃいけない。その世界をコントロールする前にね。
Because if he can't control himself, others will control him.
で、自分をコントロールしなければ、他の人が自分をコントロールしてしまうから。
Through the temptations of this world.
で、この世界のその誘惑を通してね。
His message will be compromised.
でそのメッセージも自分が言いたいこともやっぱりコントロールされちゃう。妥協して言わなきゃいけない。
His care and concern for the welfare of others will be compromised.
そして他の人のことを思ったり、その気にかける、そういうこともやっぱり妥協して、しながら面倒を見ていかなきゃならなくなる。
Because then he'll be thinking more of what can I get from them?
ということは、
what can I give them?
こういうことをしてあげたら一体ね、向こうの人は自分に対して何をしてくれるかということを考えながらやるから。
And this affects faith.
そういうことをすると、その信念というものに影響が出てくるんですね。
It's a destroyer of faith.
あなたのその信念を壊すものになってしまう。
Caring for others is to increase their faith, not destroy their faith.
だから、他の人の面倒を見るというのは、その信念をより高いものにするものであって、その自分の信念を破壊するものではない。
It was said that when Lord Nityananda, the reason why he was so empowered to spread Krishna consciousness because even those who had no faith, he created faith in their hearts.
そしてニチャナンダ氏がこの教えを世界中に広めるのにそんなに力があるというのは彼はその信念のない人に対しての信念を与えてあげるような力があった。
How did he create faith in their hearts?
じゃあそういう信念のない人の心の中にどうやって信念を生み出したんでしょうか?
Because he had no other purpose for approaching others except in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
というのは彼の心の中にはチェタニマハプラブに使えることしかという気持ちしかなかったからです。
In fact, Lord Nityananda traveled to places of pilgrimage for 20 years even before he came into the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
ニチャナンダ氏はそのチェタニマハプラブとの交際を得る前に20年間もね、さまざまな聖地を巡礼の旅に旅していました。
But Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that he didn't preach.
でも、Vrindavan Das Thakur は言ってますけれども、彼はそういうところでプリーチングしたわけではないんですね。
Why didn't he preach?
なんででしょうか?
He appeared before. And he knew the purpose for which he appeared. Why didn't he preach?
で、なぜそこに現れた理由は分かっているはずなのに、なぜそのプリーチをしなかったんでしょうか?
Because he wouldn't preach until he received the order of Chaitanya.
というのは、彼はチェタニマハプラブーの命令を受けなかったからプリーチしなかったんですね。
When he received the order, then he understood, yes, now I can preach.
そしてその命令を受けて初めて、あ、ではここで自分がプリーチできるんだというふうに分かったわけです。
So he was always carrying the order on his head.
だから彼はいつもその命令というものを自分の頭の上に置いていました。
No selflessness whatsoever.
だからその自分というものをね、前面に出すことは絶対なかった。
Lord Chaitanya would send out Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda to go out. And that's what this Agyatahal is all about. He would send them out and tell them to go out and tell others about Krishna.
そしてその外に行って、クリシュナのことを皆さんに話しなさいと。
Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Goro Krishna, Siksha. Please chant Krishna's names.
Krishna の名前を唱えてください。
Worship Krishna.
Krishna を崇拝してください。
Make Krishna your heart.
Krishna をあなたの心の中に
置いてください。Instruct others about the teachings of Lord Krishna.
Krishna の教えを他の人に教えてください。
Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadan.Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father. And that's what I get to help. He was going out and giving everyone that order.
で、そうやって、もうすべての人にその命令を与えた。
And Lord Chaitanya was telling them to come back every day.
で、チェイタニア氏はね、その人たちに、じゃあ、毎日自分の元に帰ってきて。
And what was the only result he wanted?
で、彼のその結果っていうのはどういうものを求めてたんでしょう、彼は。
Tell me, who chanted Hare Krishna
to me? じゃあ、誰がじゃあ、Hare Krishna を唱えたんですか。
That's all he wanted. That was the result.
そういう結果だけが知りたかった。
In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his commentary to Agita Hal, says, when one goes out to distribute the holy name, one should not go out for collecting milk and rice.
で、Bhaktivinoda Thakur はそうやって、外に出てね、みんなに教えてやるときにね、ミルクとか、それからご飯とかね、そういったものを集めるために行くんじゃないと言ってます。
One's going out,With the order.
その外に行くのは命令だから行くんだ。
And what was most pleasing to the Lord?
で、その主にとって一番その喜ばしいものは何かというと、
What was the result he wanted? Tell me who chanted Hare Krishna.
彼が一番欲しかった結果というのは、誰がぜそのハレクシナのマントラを唱えたのかという、そういうことを聞きたかった。
So Lord Nityananda was awakening faith in others by his method of distribution.
Nityananda Shri はその自分がそうやって配るその方法によって他の人の心の信念を培っていった。
That even those who had no faith,
たとえその人たちが信念が全くなかったとしても、
simply by seeing his method of distribution,
彼が
faith was awakened in their hearts.
彼がそのこうやって配る方法を見るだけでね、その人たちの信念が湧いてきた。
In fact, Prabhupada even said in one lecture to the verse, Shushu Shoshana Dhanasya Vasudeva Gita Ruchi, that verse in the first canto of the Bhagavatam.
The Bhagavatam の第1巻のところで Prabhupada はこういうことを言ってます。
He says, I have given you your faith.
私はあなた方に信念というものを与えた。
What is it? I have given you. What does it mean? I have given you. I have given you. Because his example was so perfect, so pure.He awakened that faith in our hearts.
そのプラヴァパダのその手本見せた自分の手本というものが非常に力があって純粋だったために私たちの信念がそこで湧くことができた。
Nobody felt that Prabhupada wanted anything from us except he wanted us to love Krishna.
で誰もねそのプラヴァパダは私たちから彼を私たちから何か欲しいということを誰も感じなかった。プラヴァパダは私たちにただただクリシナを愛してほしいと思っていただけだったんです。
Anything he would ask for us, we were ready to do it because we knew it. To please Prabhupada meant was develop our Krishna consciousness.
で、そうやってプラヴァパダが私たちのクリシナ意識というものを高めてくれたために、プラヴァパダが私たちにやってほしいことはもう何でもやりたいとみんな思ってました。
So Prabhupada said, I've given you your faith.
だけどプラヴァパダはそういう信念をね、あなたたちにあげたんだと。
That's howKrishna consciousness should be distributed is to give faith by genuinely caring for others.
そうやってクリシナ意識というものを広めていかなきゃいけない。本当に心から相手のことを思ってね、そういう気持ちをこう相手に示すことでクリシナ意識を広めていかなきゃいけない。
In fact, the analogy is given.
その比較がありますけれども。
A little analogy that's given is that Lord Nityananda was giving out free samples.
ニチャナンダ氏というのはその無料のサンプルを
I, whenever I think of this, I always think of my experience during the Soviet Union when communism fell.
で、その、ロシアでね、ソビエトで、共産党が、こう、垂れた時のことを思い出します。
And the commercial markets started to work their way into the Soviet Union.
で、共産党じゃないから、そこでそのコマーシャルのね、資本主義の、ものがいろいろこう出てきたわけですよね。
You always see people standing on the street corners, you know.
でみんなその街角に立ってちょっとサンプルと無料サンプルとかってた。
Give out samples, it'll get to induce the people to, you know, to buy the product.
でその人々がこのね、ものを買うようにね、無料なものを
配ってた。The purpose behind the free sample is that if you get a small sample and you use it and you see its value, then you want more.
で無料サンプルをもらう、その配る目的っていうのは人々がそれを使ってみて、あ、これいいものだなと思うと、じゃあ、これもっと欲しくなるね。もっと買おうかという気持ちになる。
So Lord Nityananda was giving out free samples.
そうやってニチャナンダ氏は無料サンプルを配ってたわけですね。
Gave awakened faith, a little faith, even in those who didn't have faith.
で、それはその、あいつのもらった人の心の信念というもの、ほんの少しかもしれないけれども、こう、目覚めさせるために。
And the whole meaning of Not this one, but Daladhyagita, the song of the broken. Dalalaya Gita, it's the song of the broker. Now, broker is somebody who sells. He negotiates between the buyer and the wholesaler.
Broker の歌というそのダニエルのスケッチ、それの意味というのは、
And, he makes that point that the Lord Nityananda was only interested, he wasn't interested in one's fame, he wasn't interested in one's wealth, he wasn't interested in one's education. He didn't consider anybody's material qualifications. But if he saw a little tear in the eye, by chanting the name of Gauranga, he understood, yes, this is the qualification. Because in the marketplace of the holy name, the only currency that is used is faith.
で、その、聖なる皆の市場で、それを売ってる場所で使われるお金というのは、信念だからです。
If you want the pure holy name, you simply have to have faith.
で、聖なる皆が欲しければ、その信念という貨幣を持たなきゃいけない。
And in fact, in the marketplace, the holy name, not only are there brokers, but there's also people who check to make sure the currency is
その聖なる皆をその売ってる場所ではそのブローカーのね取引する人がいるばかりじゃなくてその人のその信念というものが一体どこにあるかということをねちゃんとチェックする人がいる。
Just like if they hand a $100 bill in the bank, immediately they hold it up to the light. They want to see the silver strip. And otherwise, they say, no, won't take it. So one of the jobs in the marketplace of the Holy Name is to check to make sure you're coming in with the right currency.
だからその聖なる皆のマーケットプレイス、市場ではね、ちゃんとその人が正しい貨幣を持ってるかってことをちゃんとチェックするんですね。
And most wonderful thing about the marketplace of the Holy Name.
でその聖なる皆のマーケットプレイス、市場で一番その素晴らしいことというのは、
It's just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that anyone who sells the holy name.
で、Bhaktivinoda Thakurが言ったように、この聖なる皆を売る人は誰であったとしても、
As soon as we hear sell the holy name,
聖なる皆を売るっていう言葉を聞くと、
I thought we're supposed to give it out freely.
本当にみんなにあげるんじゃないですか。
But he says that in this marketplace, it's a completely different type of selling.
でもここの市場ではその売るっていうことは普通のところとはちょっと違うんだ。
Because the only genuine currency is faith.
でここで使われている紙幣というのは、貨幣というのはその信念だから。
And how many people do you know that will give you something and take payment for it?
で普通の人はね、何かをあげてそれに対してこうお金をもらいますよね。
And when they see that you've used it,
そしてその買ったものを使ったということが分かれば、
They'll say, "Here's your money back."
はい、じゃあこのお金返しますと。
So you can come back and buy more.
で、そのお金返すから、じゃあもっとここにまた帰ってきてね、もっと買ってください。
Ever been to a marketplace with
そういうマーケット、そういうマーケット行ったことありますか？
They take the money.
そのお金もらったらもうこれね、絶対帰ってきませんよね。
Start investing in more goods or they buy.Things for themselves.
いろんなものを自分のために買ったり、またその投資をしたりして使ってしまいます。
In the marketplace of the holy name.
でもその聖なる皆のマーケットでは、
Anyone who purchases with genuine currency.
その本当の紙幣でもって、それを買ったならば、
Then they get the currency back again.
そのお金また返してもらって、
So they can come back and get more.
返してもらってそのお金でまた買う、もっとたくさん買うことができるようになる。
Just simply that I'm developing the desire for the pure holy name.
それは純粋な聖なる皆を望むことによって。
Holy name can bestow many benedictions.
で、聖なる皆というのはさまざまな恩恵を与えることができます。
Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudo Nityamukta Vinava Nama Namami. There's going to be so many benedictions. But the real benediction. That one aspires for pure by chanting the pure holy
name.
Is to develop one's love for Krishna.
In
fact, it was that whole conversation between Haridas Thakur and Gopal Chakravarti at the home of Balaramacharya. Gopal Chakravarti couldn't accept that simply by chanting Nama Vas, one can get liberation. Gopal Chakravarti was thinking that simply by chanting Nama Vas, one couldn't get liberation. And Haridas Thakur was saying, oh, liberation, freedom from sinful reactions, these are just byproducts of chanting.
It's
not the goal, they're just
byproducts. The
goal is love for Krishna. Byproducts are just, even chanting Nama Vas, one can get liberation. Gopal Chakravarti, you mean to say that simply chanting Nama Vas, one can be liberated? Don't you know sadhaks perform austerities for many births, and they still don't get liberation? And then Gopal Chakravarti says, if Nama Vas doesn't give liberation, I'll cut off your nose. Haridas Thakur says, if Nama Vas doesn't give liberation, I'll cut off my own nose. Of course, the result of that offense was that after 3 days, Gopal Chakravarti's nose melted off his face from leprosy. So, the real purpose for chanting is awaken faith and pure name. As I was explaining that this kind of care, as Prabhupada said, is to be able to think of the welfare of others. That one should be strict with himself and liberal with others. And to want to see them grow in their faith and chanting the
holy
Someone has strong faith, then they'll be able to tolerate any kind of difficulty. That is the symptom of strong faith. And you're taking care of all their problems simultaneously at the same time.
Doesn't
mean that we're indifferent to their suffering. Don't get me wrong. Vaishnava by nature is very concerned. He's part of dukkha dukkhi. He takes the other's sufferings as his own. I remember once in Mayapur in 1976. Prabhupada was coming from his morning walk. And devotees were waiting there with the kirtan.
And
God brother of mine, Purushartha. He had, the previous day, he had jumped into the Ganga and scraped his forehead. And Prabhupada was walking in. All the devotees waiting to receive him. He walked right over to Purushartha and said, "What did you do to
your forehead?"
He showed that he cared.
He
wasn't indifferent to others' difficulties.
Even in his letters,
Prabhupada was writing so many different kinds of remedies for the devotees to take care of themselves. It's all remedies.
その手紙の中でもね、そのリボーティーたちのさまざまな問題に対してどうやって解決していくかっていうことをね、一生懸命こうたくさんのことを答える書いててくれました。
So of course this also awakens me.
だからそういうことによって私たちはその信念っていうものを目覚めさせることができる。
Still Prabhupada didn't compromise.
でそれでもプラヴァパダは妥協はしなかった。
He was always teaching by his example. By that example, he gave very strong faith in the
Holy
Name. Faith in his method of distribution of the Holy Name. So let's chant this bhajan.
And then
we'll end if it's okay with you. Yeah, we'll end. So 10 minutes to 9. Is that our difference? Time difference, right?
Raj, we can go through from China.
Huh?
The Arctic. Oh. You don't need to stop.
Oh, is Arctic?
I mean, we can go just through the darshan.
Go through what?
Through the darshan.
Through, oh,
we don't need to stop this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know. Nobody told me anything. I just sat down here. I didn't know what I'm supposed to do.
It's an hour
as time. I said, I told them the only reason why I came here was to see you.
It's an hour later.
From Taiwan. So it's 10 minutes and 9, right?
Yeah.
So we'll chant the bhajan. Well, let's read the translation first. I'll get the songbook. Do you want? Oh, I can't give you a copy. No, it's. No, it's not your name. It's not. It's simple. In the land of Nadia.
Nadia no chi ni.
On the island of Godruma.
Godruma no shima ni.
The magnanimous Lord Nityananda.
素晴らしいNityananda-shin.
Has opened up the marketplace of the Holy Name.
聖なるみんなの市場を開いた。マーケットを開いた。
Meant for the deliverance of all fallen souls. O men of faith. O men of faith. By the order of Lord Gauranga. O brothers. I beg this one request. Chant Krishna. Worship Krishna. And follow Krishna's instructions. Being careful to remain free of offenses. Just take the holy name of Krishna.
取り入れてください。
Krishna is your mother.
Krishna はあなたのお母さん。
Krishna is your father.
Krishna はあなたのお父さん。
And Krishna is the treasure of your life.
Krishna はあなたの命の宝です。
Giving up all improper behavior.
すべての不誠実な行動を捨て。
Carry on your worldly duties.
そして、世俗的な義務を果たし。
Only in relation to Krishna.
それはクリシュナとの関係にあるそういう義務ですね。
The showing of compassion to all fallen souls.
そして堕落した魂たちに同情心を見せ。
By loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna.
クリシュナの名前を思い出さない。
Is the essence of all forms of religion.
Essence of what?
Is the essence of all forms of religion.
それがすべての宗教という形のエッセンスです。真髄です。
Okay.We need somebody to do this. It's real simple. Slideshow. Yeah, it's just two slides. Bring it down.
Yes.
And that goes up. Down. Up. Okay. Okay.